This podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions, and Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Download a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/lost and check out more details about Global Cash Card at globalcashcard.com. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of
The Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I am fine.
Just fine?
Just fine.
Just all right?
Yeah, all right.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Why just okay?
I'm good.
I don't know. I usually really happy and excited. You got some stupid name that you call yourself. And I don't know. No.
Hold on. That's only after an episode.
Has
there been a lost episode?
No, there hasn't in a while. Is that why you're kind of depressed
today?
So how
can I come up with a stupid name? You know, you could have said your name was Jay and I could have said I was Jay.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a stupid name.
Yeah. So is that why you're kind of down today? It's there's no new episode. We're kind of
no, because
it's been forever.
I'm excited. Because you know what? It's like Christmas. You want Christmas to, you know, you're the kid and you want Christmas morning to come happen. And what happens? You open all your presents and it's like, oh, I gotta go back to school.
Yes, that's very true.
So that's not exciting. So this is the last season. It's mm-hmm. over. It's done. It's history.
Well, something
one of the best shows in the history of television is going to be over.
Yeah,
May 2010.
It's crazy. It's very crazy. And we are excited and getting more excited and more anticipating the return, the final return of Lost. But in the meantime, we have started two new podcasts about a TV show. One is Flash Forward Cast, yes. Which is about ABC's Flash Forward. And we've actually kind of been talking to ABC, and we have a couple fun things planned down the road for Flash Forward.
We can't tell you what yet.
We don't even really know what yet, but...
But it could be pretty exciting.
Yes, it could be really cool.
Well, for us, anyway.
And you, because, you know, everyone will be able to listen to it or watch
I'm
it or
teasing.
Something like that. Also, we are doing a podcast about ABC's V.
Right.
Which comes on November 3rd. And both of those podcasts are on iTunes. We do one a week, one episode after the
and there's
new
no,
episode of Flash
and
Forward.
There's no truth, because people have been saying that they've heard that I'll be playing the love interest of Elizabeth Mitchell on that show, and that's not true. That has not been confirmed yet.
Okay. All right. That was a rumor on Twitter.
That was a rumor someone started.
But yeah, so you can find both of these podcasts on iTunes. Just search for Jay and Jack, and you should be able to find all of the Jay and Jack podcasts on there, especially the Flash Forward Cast and V. And also, finally, after much request, Nudia.tv is on iTunes. So just search Nudia.tv, and you'll see it there, and you can subscribe, and you get all of the shows that go on Nudia.tv, and that's 10 a week now.
I think some are confused. Some think Nudia is just a Jay and Jack Lost podcast.
No. It's Nudia.tv is everybody. Everybody that, or a lot of people that
contribute
shows.
It could be you, not yes. Jay, but it could be you. If you have a show idea, send it to Nudia.
Yeah, and so check that out on iTunes as well. So
also going back to Lost, if you're a Twitter fan, Damon and Carlton do have Twitter accounts.
Is it confirmed?
I thought it was verified.
Mm. Well, I don't care because those guys are jerks.
Nice.
So there is things that we're doing to kind of fill in this break. And so if you want to listen to something or watch something, there is some options right there. All right. So, Jack, we have a lot of listener feedback to get into, a lot of tweet back to mm-hmm. get into.
We have a correction on the titles.
We do.
We'll put that in the spoiler section.
We'll put that in the news / spoilery section.
Right.
But first, we need to go to the Chris Countdown.
Day 82 of Chris White holding the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack hostage.
Yes, it is day 82 since we threw down the gauntlet.
Right.
And told Chris White, hey, come on a real Lost podcast.
Yes.
And
we even gave him a shirt.
So,
man,
it's not like we totally slapped him in the face. We slapped him in the face and then gave him a present.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, here's a beat down, but here's a Band-Aid.
It's the carrot and the stick approach. And
but there is some, well, I can't say.
Yeah.
Can't say.
But we'll see if Chris ever accepts the challenge. I mean, he accepted the challenge at Comic-Con, but he's been a big chicken in hiding since then. So,
well, you know what? In fairness to Chris,
okay,
he could be busy.
Yeah, he could be, since he's putting out all those official Lost podcasts.
Right.
Oh, wait, I haven't seen one.
Oh. 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 Well, you know, he has a life. Life does not revolve around you.
Oh, man. We just have that Grey's Anatomy podcast to worry about. So
Grey's Anatomy!
All right, so Chris...
Is that show still on?
Yeah.
Are any of the characters still left?
I don't know. I don't watch it, but it's still on.
Quit.
It's still on. So, Chris White, you have been put on notice.
Day 82.
Movie picks.
Lost movie news. Picks.
Lost movie news. Lost news. Movie picks.
All right, so we got a couple little lost news things to get into. And the reason why we're kind of holding, I know there is more lost news out there, but we're trying not to spoil people too much. There's a lot of cast information out there, and I really don't want to know it, and I'm sure some of you out there don't want to know that as well, so we're trying to keep a lot of that out. But I do know that Ryan from the Transmission, Ryan and Jen, they're putting out a lot of stuff. I can't listen to the Transmission right now because they have so much information.
I heard and saw some stuff. I was like, wow.
Because Colleen...
I can't help it because Ryan posts on Twitter and I go right to his... I'm like, you know...
Well, see, Colleen
it's
listens...
It's like someone waving $100 in front of me. Am I going to turn away or am I going to grab the $100?
Yeah. Colleen listens to it for me, or she listens to it on her own, but then she tells me like what's going on so I don't get spoiled. But she said that she got spoiled pretty good last week or week
yeah they
before.
Have some good spoilers.
Yes, they do. But we were chickens and we don't want to know.
Well, I want to know, but I don't want to know.
I'm a man, so I know that I can put my foot down and say I don't want to know.
I'm not. I have no backbone.
This one is kind of not really spoilery, but remember, this is new, so this is very light spoilers. We're going to correct some information about the
and also
episode titles.
I have an email that I'll read that has the episode the title of episode one.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, so let's get into this first bit before we get into the correction of the names. This is regarding Harold Perrineau returning to Lost.
What?
This is from TV Guide.
Okay,
Scott Hoover.
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, well, here we go.
Thanks for spoiling me.
It's that. Well, it's not really spoilery.
Well, you should have said spoiler alert.
But we did. This is going to be light spoilers.
Not for me. That's not a light. That's a big spoiler.
Well, it's not. Can I finish the article? Then you realize it's not that big of a spoiler.
All right.
Okay. Rumors are swirling that just about every past Lost cast member may be journeying back to the island, where death apparently isn't always the end. As the series heads into its final season, Harold Perrineau's not packing his bags for Hawaii just yet.
Ooh.
I can only deny original cast member Perrineau told TV Guide magazine about a possible return engagement as the seemingly deceased Michael Dawson, though resurrection may be just a phone call away. Nobody said anything to me, and I haven't asked, said Perrineau. One of the great things I always thought about Lost is...
It's my son!
I back up, and I let them do the thing that they're really great at doing. They're really great creating a drama and creating the show. And this way, I don't have to ask, hey, what's this? What's that? I don't ask any questions. I just show up and let them do what they do. They're good at it. That said, if the producers ring him up, Perrineau's on the first flight to Oahu. Of course I would show up. Are you kidding me? That's my people. He said he wasn't sure if Michael could return or organically back into the mythology. However, if there's some way that they're getting back all those original characters that we started the journey with, and if that's so, then that makes sense to me. I don't know any other than how it makes sense. But then nothing makes sense on the show, so why am I even saying this? He laughed. Whatever happens, Perrineau is just eager as any longtime viewer to find out the answers to many mysteries Lost has posed over the years. I still have questions, a ton of questions, he explained. I'm curious about how all that's going to wrap up. There are just tons of things from which we first started that I'm still curious about. And that's from TV Guide by Scott Hoover.
So basically, Harold's just begging for a job.
I don't think he's begging for a job. He's saying he's open.
So he's kind of like me when I go on Twitter and ask Damon and Carlton to be log carrying guy.
Uh-huh. You did that?
I've done it a couple times.
That's terrible.
I say I'm great at dying.
You have experience.
Why is it terrible?
Huh?
Why is it terrible?
Why is what terrible? You
to ask to be log carrying.
Because I never thought you were a begging type guy.
I'm a begging. Why not? You wouldn't want to be log carrying guy?
Of course, I like to be log carrying guy.
There's one more season.
But I have pride. I have honor. You know,
they don't want you. There's one more season. That's it. One more season.
Oh, I know. But you know what? I think we've done our part for Lost.
I can do more.
All right.
That's my son. I have that in my head all the time now. I don't know why.
I know. All right. So, Jack, you have an email.
It has the title of the first episode of season 6 in it, okay. Allegedly.
Okay.
So if you don't want to hear it, okay. It says LA SpaceX idea.
Okay.
It's from Bill. I don't think I've ever heard this idea discussed on the podcast. I think LAX is a location, LA, an inscription, X, where X is the X factor. The best fit I know for X factor is LA is Desmond. So he's saying Desmond is the X factor.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is the show is about Desmond in LA.
Okay.
Like, maybe even going back to the island, Desmond was told that the island is not through with him. And really early in the last season, we'll get to know what the work is in. So wherever the show goes, I really hope it's not dual timelines or even worse, 8:15 landing in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want, basically says, that's what he's talking about. So okay. He says the X factor is Desmond.
All
right. So the first episode could be about Des, would you be happy with that?
That'd be cool with me. We have a call that has to do with LA SpaceX, so I'll put that in here right now well.
Hi, this is Fryer from Santa Monica. I've listened to your podcast for a while. I hope this is not too late, but after all the commentary on what the new season premiere would be called, one reading that I think was missed was that it actually be L.A., the L.A.X. The X would be read like on Family Feud when you get the wrong answer. Like, so the L.A., meaning that L.A. is not where they end up, but rather that it didn't work. Anyhow, just a thought. I love your podcast, and look forward to hearing about season 6. All right, take care.
So, I like that one.
So it's basically going to be Richard Dawson in the first episode. Show me landing in Los Angeles!
It could be it.
They'll be sitting around. It'll be Jack, Kate, Sawyer. Good answer. And it won't be a good answer. Now, who would be the one that gives that answer?
Let's see. Well, it was Jack that really wanted it, so it'd be...
Jack. So Jack gives the... Show me lot. And, of course, Sawyer goes, oh, way to go, Giggles. Way to go.
Isn't it Dr. Giggles?
Dr. Giggles, yeah. But I had an LA... I think I've told it before.
Uh-huh.
But I can't... We were talking before. I can't remember if it was on this podcast or...
One of the 3,000 other ones.
One of the other ones. But it was... I was behind a car.
Uh-huh.
And it said... It was a bumper sticker.
Uh-huh.
Saying at stoplight. And it said, girls... L.A. Space X, and it had the girls lacrosse, you know, it had a girl playing lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Girls L.A. lacrosse.
Okay, so it's a big lacrosse game?
So it's a big lacrosse game.
You have said that before, but I don't know where you said that.
I can't remember where I said that.
If that was on the previous Lost podcast.
I apologize. I'm old and I forget, but I was just thinking about that today driving home. I was thinking about the emails about LAX and some other stuff. I go, it's just weird. It's just Lost. It Lost has taken over our life. Yeah. It's everywhere.
We have a correction on the episode title that we said in the last episode.
Yeah, Jay was wrong, and we.
I was wrong, you who brought up the.
Well,
name.
I was given the wrong information,
so
I'm not gonna be like Dan Rather and try to sue anybody. But I was given the wrong information, and you know, and when I went to go look it up, I saw that name, and I just went, okay, that has to be it. Mm-hmm. What was that? What did I say? It was in then.
And now.
I still think
it's the last time I believe you.
I still
you
think that's the best. You looked it up too.
No, I didn't.
I told
I
you.
Trusted
I sent you back. Well. Either way. That's what happens when you try to be quick instead of doing your research.
That's when you try and be like Dale.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was trying to be quick. I was trying to be, you know, be the first one to give the information out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I blew it.
You did.
I blew apologize. It.
But what is the correct title?
I forgot.
This is grade A journalism. Yeah. It's The Substitute.
That's right. The Substitute. And it's a Locke-centric episode.
Which is what we thought and now was. And I think now The Substitute is a word that it goes with it a lot better.
Now, don't you think it would be...
Or a title, I should say, that goes with a Locke-centric episode better because who's substituting for
Now, wasn't he in the movie The Stepfather?
Who?
Terry O'Quinn. Wasn't there a movie out Stepfather?
Isn't that just coming out now? Like that scary movie, the horror movie?
I thought there was originally a movie out, Stepfather.
No, I don't.
And wouldn't Stepfather substitute be like the same thing?
Similar? Not necessarily. No. Depends your situation.
I guess.
But
no, I still like And Now, Locke laying dead on the beach.
That's just in your own head. Next episode, I should say, next episode, we have a listener that has said if we go an entire episode without arguing about Locke, she will donate $100 to our Autism Speaks charity drive podcast.
This episode or the next one?
Next one. We'll make it a big event.
Okay. The next one, we will not, we'll have to agree on
that. No, we won't argue about it. Because let's face it, I don't think we've gone through a podcast without some kind of Locke jab.
Or making a joke about Charlie hating you, or Dominic Monaghan hating you.
Because from what we hear, the people hate that.
They hate that.
So we're going to do a whole episode without arguing about John Locke for Autism Speaks, and we'll have that all set up and kind of verify everything with the listener that wants to do this, and
yes.
It'll be fun.
Well, better pay up. It's hard to go through a whole episode not arguing about John Locke.
But it's for a good cause.
Well, I got called out. Someone said that they went back and listened to the first episode, and I apologize. But for listening.
First episode of us?
Yes.
Okay.
And they said that I said John Locke rocks or something like that. And well, I did. First season one and halfway through season two, he was all right.
Yeah.
He just started getting a little... little loopy there, and it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I don't write the show. Sure, you know, they've probably taken some of my ideas, but uh-huh. I don't write the show.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not my fault. I can't be...
That's still contested.
I still can't be blamed, you know, for John Locke being everyone's hero and needing redemption. I'm getting out of my system now.
All right. So, Jack, we have some listener feedback and lost tweet back to get into.
And a few more emails.
But first, we're going to go into our first sponsor for today.
All righty.
This episode of The Lost Podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions. They make pay cards, Jack, which is, you know, instead of having a paycheck, if you're a company that has payroll,
right.
You can just use these debit cards to kind of just wire the money to the debit cards.
Right. So your pay goes directly to the card.
Exactly. So you save on the paper. And
you're saving the environment.
You're saving the environment in the process. You're saving money. And at the same time, I mean, everything's kind of electronic now.
It's
anyways,
the wave of the future,
and,
guys.
Jack and I both use the Global Cash Card. It works just the same as a debit card or a credit card. I think you have to use it as a debit card. But anywhere, MasterCard is accepted.
Well, yeah, I've used it. I bought my Cleveland Brown tickets with
it. Oh, really? Very nice. And it works. It works really well. And you can also set up your bank account to it. So just transfer straight to your bank account. So it's a really good system. It's being adopted by a lot of major companies. For anybody out there that runs a company that pays people, or maybe just like some more information in general about what Global Cash Card is, go to globalcashcard.com.
And also, these guys are setting up a contest. And if they go the one direction,
I think it's gonna be really cool.
I may quit the podcast just so I can win.
And that will be coming up shortly. Worked with the marketing people this week, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. So check out globalcashcard.com.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got some emails and calls to get into. Jack, do you want to go first on the email, or do you want me to read my email first?
I'll go first because I have two. I have a little one, and
okay. Well, we all know that. But
this one is entitled Hurley, Bernard, and Rose.
Okay.
From Sally.
All right.
Hi, guys. I thought you'd like to see my kitten. See the kitten?
Very cute kitten.
Cute kitten. The name of the kitten is Hurley, Bernard, Rose. He's a handful, but so sweet. I also have cats named Freckles for our Kate.
Aw.
So people that like cats like Kate. Now, uh-huh. If you hated Kate, would you name your cat?
Well, Kate's a pretty generic name.
But it's named after, it's called Freckles, though.
Okay, if it was called Freckles.
For Kate, I meant to say.
Uh-huh.
So they have a calico name, Mizia Ben, for my niece and her favorite character.
Very
Please
nice.
Lost, no more great characters. I can't afford any more cats.
It's very true. We just got our cat fixed this past week, and it's expensive.
You know, I have, three cats?
Yeah, you do.
Three dogs, and not one is named after a lost character.
I think you dropped the ball. I think you dropped the ball.
Well, we have the outdoor cat. I just call it Mommy Kitty.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call it. It doesn't have a
name.
That's
what you called it. Mommy Kitty.
That's what we all call it. Everyone in the house calls it Mommy Kitty.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I should give it a name.
Mommy Kitty works
good. What should we call it?
I don't know.
Maybe we can have a contest. Name the outdoor cat. If you have any ideas what I should name the outdoor cat, and please keep it clean. Well, it's obviously a female cat.
Uh-huh.
So let's hear what lost name should we give it.
Okay.
And I'll tally up the emails.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wins, I mean, whoever gets the most votes, mm-hmm. say it's like Claire or Sun or Kate, Freckles, any name, whoever gets the most votes, that's what we'll name the outdoor cat.
All righty. Let's go to my email here. The Jacksaw Linus Lady Paradigm. Hello, I meant to send this email when season 5 ended, but I wrote it and then deleted it by accident and didn't send it, and then I found it, and now I'm sending it to you.
That's like an episode of Lost alone.
When the season finale came out, there was a lot of debate on whether Jacob was good and Esau bad, and vice versa. You and Jay, who is not as cool as you, decided that you thought Jacob was the bad one.
So wait, he's saying I'm cool?
Yes, saying you're cool.
Great email.
I disagree entirely. Your whole argument was based on the fact that Jacob dragged people to the island against their will, but there is no evidence for this.
Okay, go on.
As the ring lady told us, you can't change what will happen. Jacob knows they will end up at the island, and there is nothing he can do to prevent that. With Kate, he did nothing to her that would have encouraged her to go to the island, nor with Sawyer. With Hurley, he said it was absolutely his decision. And with Saeed, he couldn't stop Nadia from dying because she would just die later because that's her destiny. Like a theory that I've dubbed the ring lady paradigm. There is also evidence that Esau is bad. In all movies and TV shows, the bad guys are known for their little faith in humanity, and Esau clearly didn't have any faith, unlike Jacob, who gives them a second chance. Also, you always say that Ben is a bad guy, and who has Jacob ignored? Ben, because Jacob doesn't mix with bad people. You could also say that Jacob brought the ship against its free will, but again, how can you possibly know that? Jacob wears white. Because he could have. He'd given them the coordinates and told them if they wanted to come, they can. Jacob wears white, Esau black. Also, the way in which Esau, Locke, behaves and he watches Jacob die. Does not try. Only a truly evil person could do that without showing remorse. Jacob meets death with open arms and he does not try to defend himself. I know this is a rant worthy of Jack, but I just had to make myself heard. Also tell Jay and the other fans to stop giving Jack a hard time about hating Locke. Jack always says he doesn't hate Locke, but he thinks he's not a leader. He is a hunter, a person who is not a leader, but a very important person, who often goes on his own quests, but with no real authority. No matter how many times Jack says this on the podcast, Jay never understands. Congratulations on the truly wonderful podcast. I think you both are awesome. Jack is hilarious, and Jay, you're more accidentally hilarious. Yours sincerely, Robert Metcalf.
You know what? I'm not saying this because because he's right about me, but that's probably the strongest argument against us thinking that Jacob is.
Yeah, it is. Point. I mean, he makes a lot of great points.
I can't argue with it.
But I think with any argument, you could go either way. I think in Lost, and I think it's. Possible.
But he even said because there is this opening scene where the ship's coming, and Esau goes, or the log carrying guy. Goes, you're gonna, or not Logan, Deadwood guy. Getting my guys mixed up.
That's why Esau works better.
Right. So anyway, Deadwood guy, he says, you brought them here, didn't you? He goes, yes. But he does make a good point. Maybe he just gave them the coordinates and said, here's your option.
But still, he's coercing them to go.
Maybe. We don't know. We haven't seen the
I mean,
Black
that's like the equivalent of like a creepy guy offering kids candy outside of his car.
No, it's not that bad. No.
He's enticing them to come.
I don't think kids really don't have that kind of judgment. An adult has more of a judgment where, do I want to go? Do I not? He's convinced me that maybe Jacob is a good guy.
Just because he.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Stroked your ego for three paragraphs.
We won't find out until we get a Black Rock backstory.
Yes.
So until we get that, we don't know. Unless we see, say, Richard's on the ship, captaining the ship, and he goes, I don't know why we're going this way. I don't know where. If then. We can go, okay, this email is incorrect, that in fact, Jacob is a bad guy because he brought them there against their will.
I'm going to go on the fact that Lost is rarely goes by the ordinary, goes by the usual. To me, they're setting it too much up like Jacob's a good guy, Esau's a bad guy.
I agree.
And that's why I feel that Esau is actually the good guy. And it'll be a good twist.
I agree, but this email has...
That has very valid points. I'm not
very valid. It's one
points.
Email where I went, well, you know what? Jay could be wrong.
All right. Okay.
I'm never
go wrong. Ahead. I'm just
saying I'm never wrong.
Okay, go ahead. Be wrong. Wrong all the time. I don't care.
This one's from Adam. Hey, Jay and Jack, I have a theory to put to you, or parts of a theory. I was thinking about the Lost characters the other day, and since you guys talk about Claire a lot, well, Jay doesn't talk about Claire anymore. I figured this theory might interest you. I think Claire is the one of the only pure Lost characters left, and that is why she's being temporarily removed from the game. Every other major living character, Lost character, has killed someone during their time on the island. Jack the Marshal, mm-hmm. Sawyer, Anthony Cooper, Tom Friendly, and he also killed, well, on the island, just on the island, Kate, random others.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Locke, Naomi,
mm-hmm.
Desmond, Kelvin.
Yep.
Ben, do I need a list? Hurley, Ryan Pierce, season 3 final.
Mm-hmm.
Son, Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
Jin, random others, season 3 final. Bernard, random others, season 3 final.
Mm-hmm. Saeed, a lot of deaths in the season 3
final. Saeed, broken neck. Broken neck with leg.
Saeed has killed a lot of people.
On the island?
Yeah.
On the island?
He broke the guy's neck.
Broke the guy's neck, but who else did he kill?
No, that's true. But he has killed people.
Juliet, Danny Pickett, and randoms.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Losties have killed someone during their time on the island, except for Claire and Miles. Well, if you think about it, only 815 survivors, Desmond, Ben, Juliet, etc., then Claire is the only survivor, 815, not to kill anyone, and therefore has been removed from the game by Christian Shepherd, perhaps acting as Jacob or DWG, or as a smoke monster, master of the rules of the game, therefore removing the only pure game piece. This could also be why the others take children, Walt, Aaron haven't killed, and also pure. I'd like to hear your thoughts and perhaps hear my theory to the listener's feedback section, although I know you have loads of theories to choose from. Love the show, Adam. Well, that makes sense.
It's a good
Claire is the only pure person.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't killed anyone.
And I think she's one of the most annoying persons as well.
I think she's the best character on the show. Well, could that be it? That's why she was removed from the game.
Maybe. I mean, I guess we'll find out in the last season, hopefully, why she was removed and what is, you know, the meaning of that. There's been a lot of different theories that, you know, she's actually dead or...
a lot of people think she's dead after season 4.
When her, you know, place exploded.
Place exploded. She left Aaron
mm-hmm.
on the giant leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But yeah, I mean, it could be. It's a very good possibility.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will. All right, Jack.
What if we don't find out? Will it upset you?
Nope, it won't upset me.
Really?
She can be gone forever.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, in all honesty, that's one of the ones that I don't really need answered. I really don't. Like, thinking about it, I don't think I'd be that upset if that was never explained.
Why Claire just suddenly left.
That one's not that important to me. But it may be a huge important piece. So I think
that has to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take a main character and just go, ah, she's gone. You'll see her in like a flashback or flash forward like 30 seconds in season 5.
Oh, man.
And we're not going to explain what happened. You have to explain that one. It has to be explained.
Okay. That's your has to. Didn't you have that in our episode where we talked about the answers we want?
Because I didn't think about it till now. But now you're saying, no, big deal. They answered. They don't answer. That one has to be answered.
It may be, but to me, it's just like that one. I'd be okay if they didn't answer that one.
I think you have to, because all last season, people kept saying, where's Claire, where's Claire, where's Claire, and we couldn't tell them unless they wanted to know.
That's totally fair, and that's everybody's, you know, has their own opinion, but this one's mine.
But my opinion just has to be right.
All right, Jack, we got some phone calls. What do you say we get into those?
Do it.
All right, here we go. This first call does talk about the first episode title, if you haven't heard that yet. So if you don't want to hear that, skip ahead, but the rest of these calls should be spoiler safe. All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Jay and Jack, here's my theory. Oh, by the way, this is Chris from Sherman, Texas. Okay, the first episode, Jack's plan is going to work, and they're all going to land in LAX like they're supposed to, except it's also not going to work because they're also, in an alternate universe, still going to be on the island. So it's going to be sort of like a Back to the Future type split timeline type things, and we're going to go through the whole season trying not only seeing what would happen if they never landed on that island, but also trying to merge the two timelines together. That's why it's called LAX, you know, LAX for the airport and the base X for the, you know, the variable, the X factor, if you will. And, you know, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
I just rewatched the season 2 finale and have a new theory about the most recent finale. I agree that it was the flash going off, not the bomb, and that anyone that didn't belong in that time was sent back to their present time. So with that being said, back in 1977, Chang, Radzinski, the rest of the Dharma Initiative, they're left to try and contain that energy. So what they do is they come up with the 108-minute plan, they pour the concrete down, but they leave a connection from under the computer room in the Swan to Jughead. So if anything goes wrong, they can just blow it all up. And we know that as the failsafe. So really, we've already seen Jughead explode in the end of Season 2. It was just counteracted by the electromagnetic energy. So as far as Jack and them go, I think they're definitely going to appear around the Swan Crater. And Juliet will be at the bottom banging her rock on the ground. So that's my theory. I'm sticking to it. You guys keep up the good work. See ya.
This is not Chris from the official Lost podcast. I will agree to come onto your show, provided that you quit singing those god-awful parodies.
Wow. You know what, Chris?
What?
We're going to keep playing them. In fact, I thought of a new one when we just heard the last call.
Uh-huh.
The call before that, they said that Juliet would be down on the bottom banging a rock.
Mm-hmm.
If we said, Juliet singing, I don't want to work. I want to bang on my rock all day. What do you think? Anything to keep Chris off the show. I don't care.
Oh, man.
Now, it goes to the whole 108-minute thing.
Okay.
It's always bothered me.
Okay.
You got two guys down there. Why, if they came up with a plan for 108 minutes,
mm-hmm.
why don't they make it longer?
Because, remember...
Or why don't you put four guys down there? Or four people down there? Why two? Why was it always two? Why was it an experiment? What was going on? If they knew that if they didn't press the button, it would be catastrophic. Why just two guys down there? Get four.
Maybe that was that they didn't want any more people because I don't know. But it had to be for some reason.
Are we going to get that answer?
The 108 minutes makes sense because maybe that was like whatever they... I mean,
well, that's what the numbers add up to.
Oh, that and... You know, they had to do it to release the energy in small amounts. It longer, maybe the energy would get too big.
Right, I get that. But I don't get why it's always been two people. If it was that important. Plus, why are you just picking anybody off the street? Desmond lands on a beach. Hey, you got to come over here and press this button.
Well, it's obvious that the Dharma Initiative was kind of gone by then, and he needed help because...
One point there were more than two people down there? But always the video says you and your partner.
Yeah, exactly. So...
Unless they knew the future. That's why Chang knew what the future was going to be. That's why he said two people.
Yeah, and that's... exactly, he knew the future, and that's why he did it. And also set it up in the beginning with two people because he knew eventually it would only be two people so that people had to be trained to only have two people doing the job.
Right. But to me, it's just insane to have just two people doing it.
Well, it still works with two people, though.
Yeah, but if two people don't get along, they get in a fight.
That's why you make sure they get along.
You can't attack two people in a hole... In a hatch, eventually they're going to get stir crazy. They're going to.
Well, you got so many great records. You got a Mama Cass record.
That's true. I'm listening to the song right now in my head. And the first song from Christian.
Uh huh.
And a first song.
First call.
First call from Christian. It said Back to the Future. Now, I was watching the Biography Channel yesterday, and I know this is off topic. I knew Eric Stoltz was the originally chosen to be in Back to the Future.
Marty McFly. Yeah.
Marty McFly. I didn't realize they had already filmed 6 weeks.
Yeah,
of filming, and they said, "Okay, Eric, we're done with you."
Yeah, they didn't think he worked with the
didn't work with. Now Eric Stoltz is a great actor.
Uh huh.
What could possibly have done that? Not, I mean,
I don't think it's so much that he's not a good actor. It's just whatever he brought.
His comedic timing.
It didn't work.
Because he's more of a serious actor.
Well, I wouldn't say that he wasn't a good comedian, but you know, sometimes it's just like if it's not working, sometimes just the chemistry just doesn't work, and it's not anybody's fault. It's just that's how it goes. I mean. They, you know, that Lost is such a success story because the chemistry between the actors and everything works so well.
Right. Well, we've said that 1,000 times.
Yeah. So in that case, with Eric Stoltz being the original, it just didn't work. So
kind of like Carl, though. Maybe Carl was like Eric Stoltz. That's why they shot him. Because Carl didn't work. Don't you agree?
I think it's just you. I mean, Carl was annoying. And...
I'm not saying the actor.
Uh-huh.
The character Carl. Yes. I just didn't like him.
Yeah.
Didn't like him. I don't want to... The other part, I'll stay... Because it has too much of the title in there, and I don't want to... talk about the title.
Okay. All right, Jack, we have a lot of tweet back to get into, but we're going to go to our last sponsor of the day first. Here we go.
All right.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like The Lost Podcast. This month's free audiobook choice is Catch 22.
Really?
Yes, remember that is the episode title from season 3, featuring Dez. And
Dez, is that what you call him?
We're good friends. We call him Dez.
Cool.
Catch 22 is one of the arrow that goes through the guitar, right?
Right.
But it's by Joseph Heller, and there is two versions on audible.com. So sign up for your free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook. And this month it is Catch 22.
Do they have the USA Hockey Rules book?
I don't know.
I just took the test this last week, and I wish I would have looked it up first.
All right. So
just couldn't get into reading the book, the rule book.
Remember, that's audiblepodcast.com/lost. All right, it's Lost Tweetback time.
Why are you so mellow?
Because it's tweets.
Hello, welcome to Lost Tweetback.
And tweets make you happy. All right, so first up on Lost Tweetback, we have Raul33. I think the actions of Ben's son Lapidus will bring the 1977ers back to 2007. The timeline will be merged by the third or fourth episode.
All right, I can go with that.
All right. But I guess that includes the people from 1977 as well, if they're saying 77ers?
They have to.
It's lost. They don't have to do anything. They
have to get together sometime.
This one is from SRP45. Hey, guys, love the show. The Whispers are the Losties trying to keep quiet.
Hey, keep quiet.
Or when passing by their future or past selves.
Shh, be quiet. They can see us.
You can hear these whispers, too.
Hey, Jake gives me a headache. That's what they're saying.
This one's from Cat Eel 777.
Seven? Inner 777?
Seven? Yes.
That's too many sevens.
The Lock song is horrible.
Yeah, some people just don't. I think I responded to this person. It's gone gold.
Has it now?
It has gone gold.
Where's that money for that?
Well, you weren't. What did you have to do with it?
I was backup vocals and lead vocals during the chorus.
That's true. I forgot. Ooh, your check is in the mail.
Thank you. This one.
Apologize.
This one is from Matt the Llama.
Wiki wiki.
If the timeline is reset, how do you think Juliet will be incorporated, if at all?
I think this is what I think is going to happen with Juliet.
Okay.
I think she's going to become an FBI agent, and she's going to try and figure out who the visitors are. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, and she'll change her name too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she'll have a love interest, and it's not. I gotta squash the rumors here. It's not me.
All right, this one is from Hey Est 17. Question for Pod: what is the nature of the others, and how do they all get there? Why do they follow Jacob without question?
I think it's like anybody, any cult. People follow people blind.
But why?
Well, they've probably been promised something. Probably to live, you know.
Okay, but if I promised you $1 billion, would you follow me blindly?
$1 billion? You'd have to give me the $1 billion. I'm not one of those people. Mm. You'd have to give me $1 billion. Well, I follow the Chargers blindly. No, I'm saying.
Look where that got you.
Look, if they saw, say, you see a Richard who has never aged, maybe they're offered him that you will live.
Yeah, I mean, he does show kind
of. Maybe they're offered him the fountain of youth or something like that. And people want to believe.
Uh-huh.
People want to believe there's a fountain of youth or there's something like that out there that mm-hmm. they'll just live forever. So when you see Richard, who's never aged,
mm-hmm.
I mean, since we've seen him,
yeah,
he's never aged. So
he's never aged in 5 years.
Right. So he hasn't. Well, he's got a good makeup artist.
Exactly.
Tries to pretend he has thick eyelashes.
He covers up those crow's feet.
Right. Botox. Anyway, just kidding. But no, that's probably what they've been. What else would they be promised? Jacob is good. Jacob is Jacob will, you know, if you have cancer, Jacob will heal the cancer. Jacob.
Well, I don't know if it's so much promise just to have some sort of cause and that maybe, they all believe in.
Maybe that, or maybe that's just something they want.
Yeah.
Well, what else are they going to do? They're on some island. They can't get off. And
might as well join the others.
Right.
What else are you
They dress do? Nice.
Gonna like make your own little shack and live by yourself with a Labrador retriever?
Exactly.
And grow yourself a Moses beard?
It's cool. And of course, never, 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 never join the Dharma Initiative.
Exactly. Even but somehow get their food.
And yeah, somehow they have Dharma food, but you don't have, you know, you're not joining Dharma. Not one time.
I know.
Couldn't go over there and say, one day. They could have been there one day and Rose could have said, you know what? It's not for me. Let's go.
This next one is from Selena Sark. Do you think they will ever explain Mikhail's multiple deaths?
I think they've already explained it because they basically, we're just assuming he died.
Uh-huh.
You know, his brain's got, you know, he was bleeding out his ears and stuff. We assumed he was dead. He took the harpoon into the, looked like the heart, chest area.
Mm-hmm.
We just assumed he died.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it.
So he didn't die. He somehow survived.
We just assumed he died.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
I don't think it'll ever be explained.
Yeah, me either. This one's from Shaggy Steve.
Shaggy?
Hurley is not seeing dead people, but instead sees an alternate reality, and therefore will be a conduit into which our losties get back.
I like that.
I like that as well. It's interesting. And, you know, Hurley to me has always seemed he would be like kind of one of those major players and that he'd kind of be
Do you think that the writers had that from the start, that he was the major character? That he was maybe, remember Echo was supposed to have someone's character took over Echo's place.
I feel like a lot of the characters, they kind of started out and their characters evolved into what they are today. I don't think they ever had like one character have their story kind of plotted out.
We know that Echo had a storyline that he had to, someone had
well, they
to
had an idea for what they wanted to do.
Do you think maybe Hurley has taken over Echo's?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Maybe one day, even though they said they're going to go off into an island somewhere and never talk to anybody again, Damon and Carlton maybe lay out some of the character ideas they had or something like that. But maybe they won't. They said they kind of don't want to answer anything. Just leave it up
I don't think they are. I mean, to keep people talking about Lost for the next 20 years, 30 years, why would you answer the question?
Exactly.
Then you answer the question, and then people go, I don't like the answer.
This one is from Jeremy Odom. Is there a chance that John Locke is still alive? I'm not buying that his dead body is in that box.
Well, there's always a chance.
Mm.
He's dead.
And last up here is Ducky is Lost. What is it about
Ducky from what's that movie? Pretty in Pink.
What is it about Lost that makes us that made us care so quickly? New shows try the genre, but few make us care about the people. I think this answer is simply is they had the flashbacks, and the flashbacks showed you, you know, what drives the character, what kind of past they had, and it shows you the significance of what they're doing today based on what happened to them in the past.
It was also something different. We hadn't seen a show like that.
Exactly.
I mean, like it was Twilight Zone or something. We hadn't seen something like that in a long time where something like this caught our imagination.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's other shows trying to, like, Flash Forward, I think, is working on it, and they're doing a good job. But Lost right away was like when, you know, I first saw the, I can't even remember what episode it was during the middle of the season. I had no idea what was going on. I said, I have to watch this when we watched the DVDs.
Yeah.
I was hooked right away.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, plus it asks, what are these? I mean, what show had so many questions right off the bat, and you had no idea what was going on?
Mm-hmm.
Plus the acting and the writing is from day one has been top notch.
Exactly.
So it's right away. It just,
The whole package.
The whole package hooked us in.
Exactly. And so, yeah, I think having the episode centrism around one character and just the overall show, just it grabbed us. It was a breath of fresh air.
It had comedy. It had the beauty of Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you look at Hawaii, you go, wow, what a beautiful place.
Exactly.
So it lured you in.
Exactly. All right, so that is our Lost Tweetback. Thank you for doing that. You can send in your Lost Tweetback to twitter.com/JandJack and follow us to find out all the latest details on what Jack and I are doing, whether it's Lost Rated, Flash Forward Rated, V Related, or anything else related that...
Or Married Man Related, or Sports Related, or...
Your Face Related.
Yes.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
I'm so ready.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
That's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with the last question, comments, and/or theories. Also, you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jnjack.com
for all important information
related to the show.
That form has died.
Yeah, well, we got to make a new forum, I think. We need a new forum. So this
needs something fresh, something snappy.
So
something
if there's anybody out there who knows how to code a forum very well, we'd like to start a new forum, something new, something fresh. Send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com if you want to help us out with that. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack for all the latest information about the multitude of the podcast.
Or you can follow me at crackpotjack.
Or you can follow me, which is way cooler, at Luke Fank.
But Jay will never respond to you. Never.
I respond to people.
Never.
I respond to people.
Never.
Never. Some cool stuff going on. The Podcast Award nominations have started.
I haven't voted yet.
You haven't voted? You haven't nominated? What are you waiting for?
Well, you know, last year I voted.
This is nominations. It's not voting yet.
Okay. Well, one year I voted and we lost.
Uh-huh.
The first year I didn't vote and we won.
Well, the first year we did it, we didn't win. We won the second year.
Oh,
we
whatever got nominated. It was. I can't remember what it was. But the award's sitting right there.
Okay, but this is the nomination. So this we haven't been nominated yet. So we're trying to get the nominations in.
I just want cash.
So you can go to podcastawards.com.
Poshcash Awards?
Podcast Awards.
Poshcash Awards. That's right. The Podcast Awards.
ThePodcastAwards.com and nominate The Lost Podcast for People's Choice, which is there on the top, and also in Entertainment. Just put the title of The Lost Podcast on the website's jandjack.com. Then you put your name and then the...
I want to be there when we go against Moglecast.
Moglecast.
And we'll sit there like that, and when they win, we'll have that look. Oh, we got to clap now. We're here.
And put your name and email and a little comment if you want to put a comment. And nominate Jay and Jack for People's Choice Podcast Award. And you can find out more information about that on ublog.org, where I kind of gave a list of what to do about that.
Well, cool.
All right. And also, that's about it. Remember, Flash Forward and V Podcasts are on iTunes as well as newdia.tv.
And Flash Forward Podcast will be up tomorrow night.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Because we're not going to be here on Friday, so we're going to record it right after the episode.
And we're going to have a special Jay and Jack show on newdia.tv, live-ish from Vegas.
Oh, we're doing this live from Hawaii?
Not live, but taping it, and then I'm going to put it
live from Vegas. I got ahead of myself. Got my trips mixed up.
We're going to be doing it in Vegas, not live.
Not live, no. We're not doing a... No.
Nothing like that.
No. Also, if you want to check out a show that's not your parents' podcast, check out The Married Man Show.
There's another podcast that Jack and I do with Dale, and the reason why it's one that your parents don't, or not your parents' podcast, is that it is explicit, it does have adult themes, and it's a relationship advice show where
it's
you
not
can send
just, in, it's just not for people who are married.
You can send in your relationship advice questions, whether you're married, single, or divorced, and Jack, me, and Dale will do our best to give you an answer.
I think we do give some great advice.
When Dale's not being a creepy old guy.
Yes. Well, he can't help being a creepy old guy.
It's just in his nature. All right, guys. We'll see you 2 weeks from now on the next Lost Podcast. We have a Flash Forward cast tomorrow. Married Man Podcast coming up. Jay and Jack shows on newdia.tv. And V Podcast coming up as well.
And also,
so a lot
if you have photos out there, if you're wearing your T-shirt, if you're your Jay and Jack shirt, so we're working on a project for Comic-Con, or if you have pictures you've had with us or something like that, send them to the Lost Podcast email, and we're going to put something together at Comic-Con.
All right, so we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.